Well, welcome. We're going to get started right on time. My name is Wendy Hellerstedt, and I'll be moderating this session. And this session is immunization and newborn screening. Ooh, I'm echoing nicely. Evidence-based priorities and public concerns, and it's sponsored by the NCH section at APHA. I'm passing around a sign-in sheet, and the reason we do that is we'd like to see how many people have attended our sessions and get a sense of what things are of interest to people. So for that reason, I'm asking for the sign-in, if you don't mind. And I'll just pick it up, just put it on the back table or something at the end, if you're the last person to sign in. As you may know, the reason that we have this session is to discuss research papers that describe maternal concerns associated with immunization, provider approaches toward prenatal counseling about flu immunization, and the practical implications of newborn screening. The session is going to conclude with a talk by Minnesota's Commissioner of Health about how one handles and communicates with the public issues related to newborn screening and immunization, especially when there are public concerns that are very strong but not always evidence-based. So we want to get started, and our first speaker today is Jordan Pugh, and she's going to give us a paper about mothers of infants, attitudes and behaviors related to vaccination and antiviral use during the 2009 H1N1 pandemic. And Ms. Pugh is Vice President for Health Policy Research at Knowledge Networks. So please, let's welcome Jordan Pugh.
Do I just arrow down here? Okay, great. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Can everyone hear me okay? All right, thank you so much for coming to our presentation. As Wendy said, I'm going to be talking today about the attitudes of new mothers about H1N1 vaccination and antiviral use. I want to take a minute to acknowledge my co-authors, Jillian Steelfisher and Bob Blendon from the Harvard Opinion Research Program. And just to say, Jillian was meant to be the speaker today, but she took the work a little too seriously and is out on maternity leave at the moment. So forgive me as I kind of stumble through some of these slides that she was really pivotal in creating. I do have a conflict of interest in a way, in that I work for the private company that did the sampling and data collection for these for this study. So that's my disclosure. A little bit of background. In the 2009 novel influenza A epidemic, it was identified that infants are at relatively high risk of complications from this flu, and that mothers are key in protecting infants and providing vaccinations and antivirals as needed, both for themselves, by taking them themselves, and also for having them administered to their children. So to prepare for future pandemic outbreaks, in which infants might be vulnerable, it's useful to understand what motivates women and new mothers to get these medications, and also the barriers that may be in place to preventing them from getting vaccinations. So the current study addresses key questions about the attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors of new mothers. A little bit about the methods. We conducted a representative online poll of 526 women with an infant under the age of one, who I'll call new mothers. We interviewed women age 18 to 50 from Knowledge Networks, Knowledge Panel, which is a probability-based online sample. We then screened them to identify women who had an infant under the age of one. We supplemented that sample with an opt-in panel of pre-identified new mothers to boost our size. As you can imagine, this is a fairly rare and hard-to-reach group. The poll was conducted in late January to February 2010, right, sort of at the midpoint of the pandemic. And the final data were weighted by age of mother and infant, race and ethnicity, geographic region, metropolitan status, and a variety of other things. This poll was conducted in parallel with a poll of pregnant women. And I'm not going to present those results here. We're just going to focus on the new mothers. I'm going to talk about sort of four areas, four sections, so to speak. We're going to talk first about concerns and beliefs among new mothers about H1N1 and vaccination, their experiences and behaviors around vaccination, and their sources of information. And then we're going to turn to a little bit on antiviral use, which we have a little bit less information, but I think it's useful to share. So first of all, we asked new mothers about their concerns around H1N1. And we see that about 40% of new moms are concerned about themselves getting sick in the next 12 months from the virus. And about 48% were concerned that their baby might get sick in the next 12 months. Close to half of new mothers knew that pregnant women were more likely to get seriously ill from H1N1. However, just over half either didn't believe that pregnant women were more likely to get ill, or didn't know that pregnant women were more likely to get seriously ill. So there's a knowledge gap there. Most new mothers have heard either a lot or some about the H1N1 flu vaccine, now looking at their awareness of the vaccination itself. And among those who are at least a little bit aware, most of them understand that the recommendation is that pregnant women should get the H1N1 vaccine. We asked women if they knew that there were some benefits to pregnant women, that if you're getting the H1N1 vaccine while pregnant could be a protective factor for the baby against H1N1, and about 30% of new moms knew that that was the case, with the majority not sure or believing it didn't have that protective factor. We asked new mothers their view of the safety of the H1N1 flu vaccine, and we found that most felt that it was fairly safe, especially for people in general, that top line right there. However, they were less sure of its safety for infants, for pregnant women, and for nursing women. And as you can see here in the kind of darker orange bar, that a minority felt that it was very safe for these groups. And if you look in comparison, we asked about their perceptions of the safety of the seasonal flu vaccination, and we find that they're much more likely to consider the seasonal flu vaccination very safe, including for these high-risk groups. Now I'm going to turn a little bit to some of the experiences and behaviors these new moms had. We found in these data that about 1 in 3, a little less than 1 in 3 new moms had gotten the H1N1 vaccine for themselves at the time of this study, and that another 9% intended to get it, but that a large minority of folks here either were not sure if they were going to get it or did not intend to get the vaccination by March 2010, which was when we were comparing it. Vaccination rates ranged, were associated with greater education, with new moms who had college education or higher were more likely to get the vaccination than high school graduates or less. Most of the women got the H1N1 after they were pregnant, not while they were pregnant, about 40% while pregnant and the rest after they were pregnant. We wanted to look at some of the associations with H1N1 vaccination. So I showed you the education association, but there's some other ones here too. We saw the seasonal flu vaccine rates of safety. We also asked if they had themselves had the seasonal flu vaccine. And we see a big difference in women who've had the seasonal flu vaccine were much more likely to have also gotten the H1N1 vaccination than mothers who'd not had the seasonal flu vaccination. We asked mothers who hadn't gotten the vaccination and didn't plan on it, what were the major reasons they didn't, and safety was the standout reason here, as you can see. Some other reasons were didn't think they were at risk, didn't think they would get very sick if they did get it, but those paled in comparison to concerns about safety risks of the vaccination. Those new mothers who believed that the H1N1 vaccination was very safe were much more likely to get themselves vaccinated than those mothers who believe that it was somewhat safe, not very or not at all safe for most people to take. Also, if they were concerned that they themselves would get sick from the vaccination, they were more likely, I mean, from the flu, they were more likely to get vaccinated than women who weren't concerned. And if they were concerned that their baby would get sick from the vaccination, they were more likely to get vaccinated themselves. Looking at vaccination among infants, we asked those new mothers who had an infant who was 6 months to 1 year if they've gotten the vaccination yet for their baby. And again, about 35% of new moms had gotten the vaccination for their baby. But a lot of them had not yet gotten the vaccination, including, you know, a proportion who were not sure, and 38% who did not intend to get their baby vaccinated for H1N1 by the end of March 2010. Once again, we see that it was safety risks is the really strong overriding concern about why women are not getting their babies vaccinated. And seeing those same associations, but even stronger, those new moms who said that they believe that the H1N1 vaccination is very safe are much more likely to have gotten their child vaccinated than those who believe it's only somewhat or less than very safe. Those who are worried their baby would get sick are more likely to get their child vaccinated than those who aren't concerned. Okay. Turning now to some information sources where the new moms are getting information on H1N1 vaccination. The main source of information is their baby's doctor, followed by their general doctor, their obstetrician or midwife, and then state and local public health and the CDC, and members of friends and family members. This is the top six endorsed items. I'm not showing the bottom ones, but we asked about 12 different sources of information. New mothers who have breastfed, about one in four have said they talked with their healthcare provider about getting the H1N1 vaccine while they were breastfeeding. And of those who talked to their healthcare provider, so it's a small minority or a minority who talked to their healthcare provider about this, but of those, most had been recommended by their healthcare provider to get the vaccination. More women are discussing with their healthcare provider getting the vaccination for their child. So a little over half have had this conversation with their healthcare provider, and among those, most of them are being recommended by their healthcare provider to get that vaccination for their child. Turning now to some beliefs and behaviors around antiviral medication. We asked new mothers their concerns about safety around antivirals for pregnant women who were to be sick with H1N1. And they felt that, only 8% felt that it was very safe, but, you know, about half, almost half, thought it was at least somewhat safe. This is a little bit, it's showing that they're a little less confident of the safety of antivirals than they are of the vaccine. Of those who think it's safe for women who are breastfeeding, very similar rates. We asked them to hypothesize if they were sick with H1N1, if their healthcare provider recommended that they take an antiviral medication, if they would take it, and the vast majority said they would. And similarly, if they were breastfeeding, happened to get H1N1, if they would take an antiviral. And despite concerns about safety, most are saying that they would take it on their healthcare provider's recommendation. So in summary, despite recommendations, we're seeing that about a third of new mothers received the H1 flu vaccine themselves at the time of the study. Similarly, about a third with an infant aged 6 months to 1 year had their baby vaccinated. And that it's concerns about safety that seems to be the major barrier to vaccination during the pandemic and maybe a barrier in the future. And that we saw that safety concerns were much more important than other reasons for not getting vaccinated. Mothers are particularly concerned about the safety for their infant child, even more so than for themselves. And importantly, believing that the vaccine is very safe and not simply somewhat safe seems to make a difference in the likelihood that mothers will get themselves and their children vaccinated. So an important message there about, you know, the kind of extreme safety is very important to people. Receiving a recommendation from a healthcare provider may be a motivator to vaccination. We see that new mothers have even greater concerns about the safety of antivirals than about the H1N1 vaccine. But physician communication might also motivate new mothers to take to take these antivirals when needed. We do hope that these data can provide some important insights into a new mother's views and suggest key elements for consideration when attempting to increase vaccination rates among this target group with respect to future pandemics. Thank you very much.